Fairbanks, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everyone is holding up in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. So I am here with David Haight, American Farmland Trust, New York State Director. And David, I was hoping you could give us an update on how farmers in New York State have been faring in the wake of Superstorm Irene.
Well, Aaron, it's ironic that, you know, a little bit over a year ago, we had Irene and Lee come through New York and really devastate large areas of the farm communities in upstate New York. And so I think comparatively, Sandy has wreaked far less havoc on the farm community. I know in speaking to farmers out in Long Island, if this would have been a few weeks ago, it would have been very devastating. But things like the wine grape harvest have largely already happened. I know that there were some plant and flower growers that suffered a little bit of damage to greenhouses, and people that had farm stands suffered a little damage, but that was fairly modest. I know there were a couple of cases that we heard on Long Island where the storm surge brought salt water into irrigation ponds. And so that salt will cause a real problem if it's not removed by the next growing season, because obviously the salt would really hurt the crops that would be irrigated from that water. So that's certainly going to be a challenge for some of those folks that are dealing with that. I know another issue, particularly out on Long Island, was the electric being out, that some of the packing houses or the facilities where you store crops for the longer term, for crops like potatoes, that you need to have electric to be able to keep the temperatures cool so that you can sustain the quality of those crops. So depending on how long electric is out and gas is of limited availability for generators, that if that stays out for an extended period of time, that could have an impact as well.
Wow. So it sounds like most of the impacts that you've been hearing about are concentrated in the Long Island area. And I guess it's great that the farmers have, for the most part, been spared this time around. I know in response to last year's storms, there was a lot of dialogue happening between rural and urban areas. And do you anticipate or plan on taking part of anything like that post Sandy?
Yeah, I think you're right, Aaron, that probably one of the biggest impact on farmers is going to be in the relationship with the urban community that's the consumer. You know, that for a lot of farmers that sell at green markets or bring product into restaurants or grocery stores, whether they be in New York City or anywhere in the East Coast, you know, New Jersey, Connecticut, Boston, Massachusetts, that, you know, the damage that's been rot on those consumers will have an impact. But in the short term, you know, grocery stores canceling orders for product to be brought in. But I think there's also some real concern about what the longer term impacts will be. You know, if people have, they have to spend a lot of money on kind of repairing homes, are they going to want to go out and visit some of the wineries on Long Island? Are they going to want to, you know, be able to get out and see some of the apple orchards in the Hudson Valley? I think there's some real concern of, you know, on the longer term about tourism opportunities. So I think the connection is absolutely critical. And I know there's a number of farm organizations that are already trying to pull together and trying to rebuild some of those connections with downstate consumers.
Good. Well, thank you for taking some time today to give us that update, and we'll definitely stay in touch on growing those rural and urban partnerships in the months to come. Thanks a lot for the heads up, David.
Great. Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate the chance to talk with you, and certainly wish everyone the best in recovering from this very, very devastating event.
Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio or on Facebook, Heritage Radio Network, for updates and more info on the response to Superstorm Sandy.